Looks like big trouble in the big house. The Griff Report starts right now.
2-1, boom. Hotep Jesus.
Of all the Jesuses I know, he's the Hotepiest. Social scientist and YouTube host, Hotep Jesus.
How the fuck do you get a name like Hotep Jesus?
It's the one and only Hotep Jesus.
Ryan Sharp, better known to the world as Hotep Jesus.
Hotep Jesus. Hotep Jesus. Hotep Jesus.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Somebody said, what do you think you are, some kind of Hotep Jesus?
Ooh, and that's
I was
good.
Just like, ooh, that's sexy. Yes, I do think I'm Hotep Jesus.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Welcome to the Griff Report, live Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern. I'm your host, the Griff God.
Hotep Jesus? Hotep Jesus? Hotep Jesus.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Oh, this is a real Hotep, brother.
Hotep to the chat. Hotep to the Hotep and Stannies.
Hotep.
What's happening, y'all? What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? It's Friday. We made it. Hotep family says Strong Dad in the chat. What up, Strong Dad? Shout out Protocol, Steph Colonel, Sauce the Prophet. Loki in the chat. What up, Loki? DJ Protocol. I gotta say, man, I've been giving a lot of praise to people who helped make the Grifties a dream come true. For that, this is much of the praise needs to go to a one Hotep T-Rex. Praise also goes out to Fresh Mike, without whom which none of that would be possible. But I'd also like to say that much praise needs to go to DJ Protocol. Super big call getting him involved, him volunteering to be the DJ for the event. I thought about what some of the other events that tried to use our idea, you know, what did they do different from us for the live event? And I'm glad they went first so people could see the real and the fake. But the truth of the matter is DJ Protocol was the X factor.
Oh, this is a real Hotep, brother.
DJ Protocol really helped shape the Grifties, the greatest award show humanity has ever seen. And he really made it more official. He made it feel like a show. If you have not had a chance to watch the Grifties, the link is in the description box below. You can watch that on Patreon. Patreon.com/Hotep's been told you. That is now live. People are watching. They're commenting and getting a lot of praise. We sent the video off to Justin Lopez. And we wanted him to, he's worked on other award shows as well. Many of the ones that you're familiar with coming out of music industry in Hollywood. So he's a super professional. And we reached out to him to get an edit, a promo edit trailer of some sorts. And I received this text message from him today. Following our conversation, says here, killer job making the Grifties happen live. Lots of laughs. The promo edit is coming together nicely. I'm going hard on it. Pause. So I said, let's go. And thank you to Justin. So promo video coming soon. Shout out to Montoya Jabari. I see you on the chat. Shout out to Heather. Heather was in the building for the Grifties. Jay was in the building for the Grifties. And, also, you guys, as the crowd, are MVP as well. So we appreciate you. Hold on a second. Want to take a look at some of the happenings happening in the world of blockchain. Now, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's been a bit of controversy in the meme wars and the meme, or I should say meme coins, okay? So the meme coins have taken on a new perspective, and it's interesting that Candace Owens comes to light during this because, well, actually, I should, let's show you a few things here before we get into the Candace Owens. This is all primer for the Candace Owens story, but this is all primer. You know, we do big brain talk over here. You know, we talk money on this channel. We talk crypto on this channel. And I want to bring up a tweet here from Bitcoin Zay. Shout out to Bitcoin Zay. Hold on a second. Let's bring that on the screen. I should see it now. And here are some interesting developments you may or may not know about. So, okay, we have a crypto bitlord. Crypto bitlord says, it's important we all come together for solidarity. I encourage my fellow citizens to report Sol and the Solana Foundation to the Anti-Defamation League for hate crimes profiting off minority groups. It may seem like a joke, but Sol or Solana has become a breeding ground for terrorism. These racist memes may be used to fund extremism groups across the world, and I'm not okay with that. And what he's referring to here is, says here, this is on the front page of Sol, racism, terrorism, featuring transphobic and anti-gay propaganda. And basically what's happening on Sol, many people, they print their, or I should say they mint their meme tokens on the Solana network. That's the great thing about crypto is you can make your own token. And some of these tokens are, they're expressing the N-word. Now, what some people are saying is that nobody really said much until the Nazi coin came out. Some of the anti-Semitic coins came out. And then people made a big fuss, right? So they're saying you didn't care when it was the N-word, but as soon as our beloved Jewish friends came into the crosshair or became part of the meme situation, then there was an issue. Now, Bitcoin Zay has pushed back against some of this, and he says, ew, don't turn into a status. This is a free market. Let it happen and just ignore it. Okay. And I think that's a good take. We're not looking to cripple any blockchain network or company or anything like that or any chain. We're not looking to do that. That's not what crypto's about. Crypto's definitely about free market and choice and freedom of association. So we're not doing that. We're not canceling that. In fact, I thought about making a racist coin. I did think about it. My morals have gotten the best of me. So I have not pulled the trigger on that yet. But if times get rough, I might need y'all to buy a racist meme coin. Next, CoinGecko just dropped the top 30 trending coins on CoinGecko. And guess who made the list? Syscoin. Can't wait to see some of the meme coins created on the Syscoin network. And that is also possible. And here, Syscoin is boasting $191 million, called $192 million market cap. They're the YAR trending at number 17 on CoinGecko. This is another example of Hotep's been told you. Really stellar team. Absolute geniuses behind this project with Jag and Patrick and Alex. Absolute geniuses behind this project. They do phenomenal work. I think the next big milestone for them would be get listed on Coinbase. I think that would be phenomenal for the community as well as Syscoin and the entire network. The miners, people running nodes, et cetera, et cetera. So hopefully Coinbase does list them at some point. Coinbase, list Syscoin, please. You guys are missing out on so much by not listing Syscoin. Just missing out on so much. So shout out to Syscoin, making waves. It's been a wonderful journey so far. I can't wait to see what this looks like. Excuse me, years from now. I cannot wait to see what this looks like. Let's take a look at CoinMarketCap and see what the chart on Syscoin looks like. Hold on. Let me switch browser windows. Bing, bong, boom. Here we go. Open that up. And here we have a bit of a consolidation period. If we look back on, go look at the 1 month chart here. Here's the 1 month chart for Syscoin. And it looks like all roads lead to green. At least that's what it appears to be. Okay. Past 7 days, obviously we had the big boom last week. So there's been a bit of a correction. Looks like they've hit a floor. The floor looks to be somewhere around 22 cents. Seems to be a floor, but maybe we're in a consolidation phase here. And then we go up from here. Me being the shark that I am, I always look for opportunities for, you know, I want Bitcoin to be at a dollar so I can accumulate a whole bunch because I know there's always going to be a rebound and you always want to buy in the red. So don't be the person that buys in the green and goes, I bought at the top and now it's down. I lost so much money. Ladies and gentlemen, you never lose until you sell. Okay. So hold on to your koofy. All right. That being said, can we dive right into the topic of the day? Can we dive right into this? Of course not. We're going to start off here with one of your favorite grifters, Sean King. Sean King. Daily Mail publishes and says Sean King is disinvited from Ramadan event and accused of using Islam as a grift after launching $1,000 a ticket speaking tour a day after converting to solidarity with people of Gaza. Okay. Let's open up the article here. Says the Minnesota branch of the Council on American Islamic Relations, aka CARE, had invited controversial activist Sean King to speak at a fundraiser dinner. Due to the backlash from their community, CARE just said hours after announcing King as a guest speaker that they had disinvited the 44-year-old. King and his wife converted to Islam in solidarity with Palestine at the start of Ramadan, with critics accusing him of using the religion as a grift. I'd just like to say congratulations to people for coming to their senses and canceling this guy and his tour, which appears to be an obvious grift. Appears to be an obvious grift. Running to Islam at a time like this, at a time when many of his detractors are hot on his heels, hot on his grift, as he makes a pivot and looks for shelter within Islam. So shout out to them. For recognizing the grift and not allowing the grift to persist. Keeping in the same vein of politics, let's talk about hip-hop and Trump. Hip-hop and Trump. Things are heating up in the world of hip-hop and Trump. A lot of it is being spearheaded by a one Miss Candace Owens. We have a tweet here from Music and Builds. Shout out to Music and Builds. We are mutual followers of each other. And he says the Democrats wanted to use Glorilla to pander for votes, but it kind of backfired on them this time. A hood chick from Memphis more than likely don't give a damn about voting. The lady to the left was looking like this dumb N-word here. Let's go to the tape and see what exactly transpired during this CNN interview with a rapper by the name of Glorilla. Let's play the tape.
Did they talk to you about what they wanted politically? Did they want your endorsement? Did they want you to help people get out the vote?
hey, you know, that ain't got nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just living my life like it's golden, living my life like it's golden. But, you know, I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying, talk politics, but I love the president. You know what I'm saying? I love everybody. And at the end of the day got to end.
So, you can say a lot about people. You can say a lot about rappers. You can say a lot about the chick rappers. But mama ain't raised no fool. Glorilla has shown that she is quite astute when it comes to reading the room, especially when it comes to politics. She is a rapper who understands the power of publicity, as this is going to help album sales, and her price is going to go up. Her booking fees should go up after visiting the White House. But she received an invitation to the White House. She obliged. She went to the White House, as a good grifter should. You know, why would you turn down such a good grift like that, right? But then when CNN says, okay, we got to have her on. We need these sound bites. We need her to say she supports the Democrats, blah, 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 blah. But Glorilla's like, pump your brakes, shorty. Pump your brakes, shorty. My name's Bennett, and I ain't in it.
This is a real Hotep, brother.
That's real Hotep of her to read the room and recognize that I will not be co-signing the Democrats. I simply used the invitation to the White House as a grift to ingratiate myself in more dollar signs, more zeros in my bank account. I got to say congratulations to Glorilla for reading the room and understanding the job that had to be done here. And she performed excellently. I have a feeling this woman, I hate to put words in people's mouths or make wrong assumptions, but in this case, I'm going to say if she does vote, she's going to go behind that curtain and she's going to vote for Mr. 45, soon to be Mr. 47. Shout out to Glorilla. Do not doubt the hotel, the hip-hop community. The hip-hop community is quite intelligent and they will not be laid. All right. All right. Let's get into the story of the day. Candace Owens. Shout out to Matthew Aaron busting my cherry paws with the $20 super, almost to our goal now, almost halfway to our goal of $58. He says, set to receive my first order of Flow in Apex. Salute to the work you doing, bro.
Oh, this is a real Hotep, brother.
Hotep, Matthew.
Hotep.
He's got that Flowpex coming to his house. If you guys don't know, Apex plus Flow. Flow plus Apex is Flowpex. Shout out to that brother for getting in to the Men of Order game. As you know, we are launching a new product soon. The order has been placed for the packaging. We're waiting on that. Once that lands at the distributor, we will be releasing our new and great product. Look out for that. Shout out to the team over at menoforder.com. QR code and screen does save you 30%. You'll see that applied at checkout. And the link in the description box below does the same. No coupon code needed, but the coupon code is Grift Report. It's just a little bit of give back for the people who watch the show. All right. We should start here. Let's go to the tape. Says here, must watch Candace Owens' final segment at the Daily Wire. Gotta say, man, how that money's flowing. Look at that top. Shorty is dripped down. Let's listen to what Candy has to say.
In a few weeks, I will be out to Israel and I will be out to Gaza and I will be able to report to you guys what it is that I actually see. But I also...
Wait, what? Wait a second. She's going to Gaza? I don't know if that's a good idea. Especially not after all of this. That can't be a good idea. Is that a good idea, y'all? Is that safe? If there's any moment where her life would be in danger, it's definitely going to be on her trip to Gaza. You know, you definitely, now is not the time to go to Gaza. Candace, what are we doing? Watch your back. Bring some security. Damn. Prayers up for Candace. Prayers up for Candace. Hopefully she goes to Gaza. I know she's going with journalists. And I have a feeling that's going to be a huge shit show. Hopefully not, though. Hopefully I'm wrong. But I have a feeling it's going to be a huge shit show. Let's go back to the tape.
So want to say this because it's so important.
Now, on the topic of her going to Gaza, I know that there have been rumors of Israel paying influencers to publish positive reports on the nation of Israel. I can neither confirm nor deny the existence of that type of quid pro quo. However, if that does exist, then that may mean that there's some resistance on the other end. It means there could be some resistance saying that, well, maybe if we're paying to create positive PR around the nation state of Israel, then maybe there is an effort to suppress that type of information, which is why I say Candy got to be safe. Okay. Shout out to Kelson, $33 on 33 on a Friday. Appreciate you. We have hit our goal. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the mic and why it's low all of a sudden. The settings have not been changed. I don't know what's going on. You know what it probably stems from? I know what this probably stems from. Hold on a second. I think it stems from when I did the update. And it could be something when I updated the software. How do I go into filters? Okay, filters. The mic sounds fine? Sounds fine? All right, good. All right, I'll leave it alone. Cool. All right, let's go back to the tape.
I am team God. Okay? I'm team God. I do not fear the media. I do not fear journalists. I do not fear AIPAC. I don't fear Big Pharma. What I actually fear is God. I think that one day we are all going to have to account for the things that we have done and the things that we have said, and I want to make sure that I am not a person that is parroting lies. The fear of losing your job, encouraging some people to spit out lies, I don't think that works in the end, right? I think you've got to check your priorities. And so with that said, I want to thank everybody who has been on this journey with me, people that have supported me. I especially want to thank all of the Jewish people that have been in the comments saying how outraged they are. And I know that it is especially difficult for you guys right now, because you are being smeared, you know? I mean, I'm not going to go away. I'm going to use my God-given voice to talk about the things that are important for me. And I'm just asking to be left alone, or at least just report the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, that is all the time that we have for today. But don't worry, because we will see you tomorrow for a brand new episode.
Unfortunately, I don't think we got that new episode. Candace Owens' account reports, says, the rumors are true. I am finally free. Why? What the hell? All right, there's definitely something going on with the audio. Anyway, let me see something.
Oh, this is a real hotel, brother.
All right, hold on. Maybe there's some suppression. Hold on. All right, let me see something. Well, that's weird. Anyway, she says, the rumors are true. I am finally free. If you would like to support my work, you can head to CandaceOwens.com where you will be directed to my locals page, or you can go to GoCandace.com. There will be many more. Let's go to the next tweet. I believe this is a thread. No, it's not a thread. Okay. Jeremy Boring, I believe he's one of the founders or CEOs of Daily Wire. Jeremy says Daily Wire and Candace Owens have ended their relationship. Cernovich says when you only have run playbook. Oh, I think he means one. Okay, when you only have one playbook, you keep running it. The ADL smeared good people for years. You'd think after October 7th, they'd understand who really hates Jews versus who is neutral in Israel and doesn't really care and proceed accordingly. But nope, oh well, not my problemo. What did the ADL say? Let's go see what Alpha Delta Lima has said in regard to Candace Owens. Here we go. All right. So they said white supremacist and Holocaust denier Nick Fuentes is praising Candace Owens' vitriolic anti-Semitism. It's hardly surprising, but it does set off alarm bells. When bigoted people come together and push an anti-Semitic agenda, it adds fuel to the fire of hate. Let's see. So they published a whole article. Damn. Shit. How long is it? Oh, they got a clip of Nick on here talking shit. Should we play the clip of Nick talking shit? Y'all want to hear the clip of Nick talking shit? Talking his shit. Let's see what this says here. Candace Owens has been singling out Jewish people for attack in recent weeks. She recently liked a post that asked a rabbi she is feuding with whether he is drunk on Christian blood again. She liked this tweet, really? Let's see. What's the tweet? So the tweet here says February 20th, Rabbi, are you drunk on Christian blood again? It says Candace Owens has liked this tweet. Oh, man, it's getting juicy and spicy. She also said that there is a Jewish gang in Hollywood committing horrific things. Suggested Jews are going to be blamed if TikTok is banned and railed against DC Jews and rot in the Jewish community. Let's see what the post actually says. Do they have a copy of it here, or they got the clip? Okay.
So let's fast forward to this being published yesterday in the Times of Israel. It reads, the Jewish Federations and the Anti-Defamation League have accused TikTok of allowing anti-Semitism and anti-Israel sentiment is in fact banned. There is no question that
clear as day. We have a generational problem. We have I can't really sit down. The seat right before barely.
All right. So there you have it. That is the current narrative on TikTok. And by the way, that is one of three reasons that I am against the TikTok ban. Because number one, it will in fact lead to more anti-Semitism. Because when you have someone who is not liked, by the way, by Democrats and Republicans.
About it. This leaked recording is from about 4 or 5 months ago. It's Jonathan Greenblatt. He is.
Yeah, let's go back. Got bored, sorry. What does this say here? This is part of a long-standing pattern from Owen. She previously defended her friend, the rapper Ye, after he posted he would go DEFCON 3 on Jewish people, saying, if you're an honest person. Okay, so yeah, that was the Ye stuff. Owen's recent commentary has caught the attention of notorious anti-Semite Nick Fuentes, who said in the show that he has been in a full-fledged war against the Jews. Fuentes is a white supremacist leader who attended the deadly 2017 Unite the Right white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, called for a white uprising to install Trump as a dictator and generate a lengthy list of bigoted statements, including his recent exhortation of Jews to get the F out of America. He is also a Holocaust denier. In November 2022, just days after announcing his 2024 run for president. Oh, yeah, you're talking about when Nick and them met with Trump. All right, let's go to the tape. I know y'all want to see the tape. Y'all want to see the tape, don't y'all? Let's go to the tape.
So we're locked in. We're going to be watching this Candace Owens interview with a rabbi, where Candace Owens has just been on a tear lately. She has been in a full-fledged war against the Jews, and specifically some of these Zionist rabbis. And I've been watching her evolution. It's been remarkable to witness.
shout out to Venzinger, member for 3 months.
Oh, this is a real hotel, brother.
Says, didn't Candace Owens start a doxing website? Damn, y'all going way back. That was not Candace Owens. That was Red Pill Black, okay?
I'm going to watch this Candace Owens debate. So the background on this, Candace Owens has just been at war with the Jewish mafia lately. I kind of did a quick background on this last
week. Is that true? She's been at war with the Jewish mafia? Is that true?
Week, I covered it on my show. And the timeline's pretty long. I guess it goes all the way back to her relationship with Ye during Ye 24, which was in, I guess, insufficiently disavowed Kanye when all she came out and basically on Twitter by Shmuley on Twitter calling him filth. And then I guess this other rabbi called her an anti-Semite. So she invited him onto her show to debate. And, well, this is the debate. So we're going to watch and react to it. I don't know if we'll watch the whole thing because it's like 2 hours, but we'll see how it goes. I guess she did a pretty good job, and the rabbi was pretty unlikable. So.
All right, everybody, let's jump right into this. A very exciting episode for you today. Here in my hands, I am holding an article that was published by PJ Media. The title is, Let's Be Honest, Candace Owens is a Jew-hating bigot. Mm. It was written by a rabbi, Rabbi Michael Barclay. So I read this article, and honestly, there are only two options here. Either this rabbi is genuinely ignorant of everything that I have ever said, in which case I'm happy to clarify it because he will be joining us on today's episode, or the other option is he's completely aware of the things that I have said, and he is just a monster.
Mm.
I'm excited to find out when we sit down here with Rabbi Barclay. That's what we have coming up on Candace Owens.
Love it. This is the face of total Jewish defeat. She
by
won.
Barclay. That's what we have coming up on Candace Owens.
I love that. I love how all the Jews have to watch this show. This is the face, dude. No. But this is the face of a total Jewish defeat. We have to stand. Go off, girly. We fucking got your back, Candace. Eat them up. Eat them up. They're filth.
Mm. The viewers and creators of Hotep content condemn all the words and actions of Nick Fuentes. Let's make that clear. Shout out to all my good Jewish folks.
Oh, this is a real Hotep, brother.
Anti-Semitism will not be tolerated on this platform. I condemn the actions of Candace Owens, anti-Semitism. Her anti-Semitism is disgusting.
It's very striking appearance. I love it. Ben Shapiro has to watch this. This, you see a face like mine looking down. Yeah. She's eating. I love how the intro is so generic, but it's like she's going full 1488. She's going, well, no, she's really more going full 88. The intro is so just like chill. Hey, it's just like a regular talk show. And every show she's just like, unholy rabbi, filth.
So he mentions here full 88. 1488. 14, which is shorthand for 14 words. 88, which stands for Hell Hitler. So some anti-Semitism tropes, et cetera, et cetera. So ADL's on her neck. Let's go back. We got some more commentary from the people. Hold on a second. Let me pull some of this stuff on your screen here in just a moment. Take that out. Tariq Nasheed has made comments. Let's see what Tariq Nasheed has said about all this. And I can't wait to get to our callers today. If you want to get on the phone lines and make a comment, text HOTEP your name to 202-596-5631. Text HOTEP your name to 202-596-5631. No wonder Candace Owens has been sounding like the black grassroots lately. She is slowly trying to rebrand herself as the spook who sat by the door because she knew Zaddy was going to drop the axe on her. Damn.
Oh, this is a real hotel, brother.
You guys think that's true? Do you think that Tariq Nasheed is take care is accurate here? Do you think she knew she was going to leave the Daily Wire? And then she's trying to do a rebrand. Do you think that's accurate? I think it's quite plausible. Quite plausible. I wouldn't say that's some of Tariq Nasheed's wildest take. Probably close to the truth, maybe. We have some reactions from the Hotep community. Okay, so people are discussing what's going to happen with Candace Owens following her departure from the Daily Wire. In regard to the Candace Owens situation, Hotep Goldstein, aka the Haitian vegetarian, he's a clown. He says Hotep Jesus running into Candace at Fox in about 2 weeks.
Sister, you can always come home. Sister, you can always come home.
classic episode from the television sitcom Martin. Classic black entertainment. Classic comedy. Now, I was tagged in quite a few tweets this morning. And one of those, I'm going to put it on the screen here in just a moment, comes from a Duke Lucas. And you're going to need some, we're going to need some crowd participation here from you guys. Now, let's keep in mind her husband is worth $140 million. So Candace Owens ain't begging for a job from anybody. Let's just be clear. He's not begging for a job from anybody. Nicolette Hernandez, thank you for the $10 super. Says, who predicted this last night? Hotep Jesus, because Hotep's been told you. Shout out to Nicolette. She knows that this take has been made on this show many moons ago. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into the Hotep's been told you moment in just a second here. Hold on to your koofies. I do want to take a look at this tweet here from Duke Lucas. And I would like to say that Duke Lucas seems to have overstepped his boundaries as it pertains to Hotepistan and Candace Owens' citizenship in Hotepistan. And he says, hey, Candy, there's a place for you with the Hoteps whenever you're ready. Just contact one of these good brothers. And he contacts the Titans of Hotepistan. So what is the Titans saying? Well, here we have Hotep Goldstein. Hotep Goldstein is, well, as he says here, as head of the Department of Immigration and Naturalization, I can assure you, real Candace Owens, that any applications for citizenship to Hotepistan will be processed with the fairest and most balanced approach possible by this guy. And he posts this video here of Dr. Umar. Let's take a look.
Hospital for raccoons like you. We need a mental health hospital for raccoons like you.
Strong Dad chimes in and says, bro, absolutely not. Strong Dad does not co-sign Candace Owens. Duke Lucas responds that she needs Hotep rehabilitation. You guys are the best. Here we have a meme of me, Hotep Jesus, aka the Mayo Wrangler. From Chad, he says, since she has already crossed over, she needs the Mayo Wrangler. Brody says, are we on the same side or aren't we? Okay. So let's go ahead and do a little crowd participation here and start a poll. We're going to start a poll in the crowd before we get into more commentary about the Candace Owens situation. Candace Owens, Hotepistan, immigration application. And We're going to put the options as denied and approved. I just want to see what the audience says here, the audience, the faithful viewers of the Griff Report, and see what they say. Candace Owens, Hotep of Stand, immigration policy. And then I'm going to give you my diatribe here on Candace Owens. Okay. First of all, let's just give people a bit of visual aid. That's what we want to do here. Let's give you a nice visual aid here as I begin to dial in on the events surrounding Candace. First of all, I would like to say that many people have been tagging me and saying that I called this. And as much as I would love to take credit for being right, I can't do that in great conscience. In fact, I don't remember what my predictions surrounding Candace Owens have been. I simply just don't know what they have. Maybe you guys can tell me what I said. Chat can find a clip of what I said. But I would like to give credit to first Hotep Goldstein, and then second to Rudy, and then third probably Uncle Hotep somewhere in there. But as a collective, this is a Hotep's been told you more. Okay. Before there was any conflict with the rabbis, before there was a Joe Budden interview, before there was a Breakfast Club interview, Hotep's been told you Candace Owens was leaving Daily Wire. When she first had the spat with Daily Wire and the back and forth with Ben Shapiro, the Hotep said, nope, she's leaving. They said, no, she's staying. And the Hotep said, nope, she'll be leaving. She just has to figure out her exit. So if you watch the Griff Report, and I know some of you are new viewers here today, make sure you hit the like and subscribe button for the greatest show on the planet. But if you are a viewer of this show, you knew she was leaving months ago, if not sometime in 2023, where we predicted that she would be leaving Daily Wire, even though many people pushed back and said, no, she's not going to leave. You know, Daily Wire wouldn't do that and all this stuff. And we're like, yeah, OK, bro. Yeah, right. Well, we know the writing on the wall. So there's several ways to look at this situation. Let's go deep tinfoil Koofy. Deep tinfoil Koofy says, Candace Owens leaving Daily Wire really has nothing to do with any animosity towards Daily Wire. Deep tinfoil Koofy take says, Candace Owens leaving Daily Wire is about a theory from Adam Weishaupt. Adam Weishaupt says, when the people have no leader, we will give them one. Shout out to Jonah Ryan. Jonah Ryan would corroborate that statement and that quote. And basically, what some people are purporting, not Hotep Jesus, some people are purporting is that there's actually, this is fake beef. This is manufactured WWE beef to counterbalance Con Inc., to create some balance in Con Inc. Basically saying, we are going to pretend as if there's beef. She's going to be released, or she's going to leave Daily Wire and appear to be an independent voice. And this same take could be said for Tucker, right? Some people would say, well, Tucker left Fox and it's not a real beef. I don't know if I agree with that. I think he actually does have real beef with Fox because of the lawsuit, et cetera, et cetera. But again, controlled opposition. I don't know. I don't know about that with Tucker. Maybe, maybe. But this could be a situation where Candace Owens is controlled opposition. And so what's the goal of that? Well, the goal is to keep Gaza, the conflict of Gaza, in your brain. Okay. Some people have reported that anti-Semitism is manufactured in order to create more anti-Semitism, in order for Congress to legislate against the First Amendment. This is what many people have theorized. And maybe there's something to that. I don't know. So that's one way to look at this situation. Candace Owens is leaving to become independent so that they can corner the market. They being Con Inc. She's sort of fake going rogue. She's a double agent, so to speak. Well, she wouldn't be a double agent. She would just be an undercover agent. So she's moving over to black media and creating or filling the void in black media with lack of existence of a right-wing opinion, a right-wing thought leader. So basically saying, before we allow the black community to elect or select a right-wing voice, a conservative voice, we're going to give them a conservative voice. Okay? So this is a theory that some people are purporting. We're going to go to phone lines and see what people say about some of these theories and what their theories are. I'm sure Goldstein's going to call in and Rudy's going to call in and Strong Dad's going to call in. And we're going to hear from them as well. So make sure you stick around after the commercial break. It's a 60-second break, and then we're going to come right back to the phone call. So hopefully you're here with us. But what people are saying is that, well, Candace Owens could be controlled opposition to control black thought. Sort of saying, we don't want the blacks getting too conservative. We don't want them getting too far right. We don't want them doing too much thinking. So let's give them Candace before they elect, well, one of the
Hotep.
One of the Hoteps. What if the black community was like, hey, we're ready for Strong Dad or Uncle Hotep or Goldstein or Hotep Jesus or Uncle Hotep? We want to select or elect a Hotep. It may even be somebody like Umar or Tariq Nasheed or, you know, somebody else. But it's like, hey, before they get a new Khalid Muhammad in here, who's going to really, you know, be a proponent of black nationalism, let's give him a leader. So that's one way to look at this. OK, so let's put that's the conspiracy theory aside. Let's come to a more practical or logical take. Let's assume that the beef between her and Daily Wire is real. Well, a lot of this comes back to the fact that, again, Candace Owens is married to a man who's worth $140 million. So she does not need to take a job from Massa. Okay, so she does take a job from Massa, it's because she's probably got a nice contract, right? A lot of this stems from the fact that we are seeing that legacy media is dying. We are seeing that media companies as a whole don't offer much for independent voices, you know, especially if they've already built up a following. Candace has built up a following of over 1 million followers, if not more. So she doesn't need Tenet Media, Daily Wire, Blaze, or anybody else. She can go indie, and the person who really pioneered that lane is Tucker. So what we're probably going to see is, what I'm guessing is what we're going to see is, we're going to see Candace Owens join X, just as Tucker Carlson has, and start producing content and working with Elon Musk. That's my guess. She goes indie and goes the X route, the Twitter show route. Okay. I'm not sure if she'll be, you know, a solo voice, or if she's going to do interviews or a mix of the two. But I think, you know, independent from a business perspective is the best route for Candace Owens right now. You don't want a boss. You just had a boss. You went from TPUSA was your boss to Daily Wire was your boss. Does she have any bosses in between? I think that's the only two companies I've seen her work with. So she's at the point now where, now let's come back to that, right? So Candace Owens has grifted the Con Inc. and risen to phenomenal heights in her career. And now she's like, now that I've amassed this following, I can talk my shit. There's nothing you can do. I got a husband who's worth $140 million. I'm a voice. People are glued in. I can switch my narrative up and go the black route. I can get the black crowd, as you can see after her Breakfast Club interview. Many people, some black people have been glowing into her content and saying, oh, well, she's right, and this is the Candace Owens I like. So maybe there's some sort of welcoming committee or fanfare in the black community for Candace Owens so she can add some of that rhetoric. One thing I saw from a Breakfast Club interview is Candace Owens said black people create the best music, and I'm willing to debate that. And she went on to say after that or she said it during the Joe Budden interview that this is what she talks about on her show. And I don't know if she's ever been with Con Inc. and explicitly said black people make better music than everybody else. I don't know if she's ever said that in a Con Inc. I don't think it'd be welcomed in Con Inc. I don't think so. I feel like Republicans would have canceled her ass. The red whites would have canceled her ass. At least for a day or an hour, there would be some vitriol and some pushback. But she's gone to black media and has said that, which makes her appear a bit of a black nationalist. And then they have some pushback about her marrying a white husband. And she basically said, well, I'm a geek and he's a geek, so we marry based upon ideology and not skin color. And I don't see skin color, and I don't look at my baby as being white or black or mixed. It's just my baby. Okay. But the fact of the matter is, Candace Owens is more powerful, free and independent, because when you have handlers, they tell you what you can and cannot say. Okay? So there's that angle. I want to repeat myself and say that the Hoteps did predict that she would be leaving Daily Wire many, 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 many months ago, probably fourth quarter, third quarter, 2023. Many people in this community have made that prediction. Okay, so this has now come to light and has manifested in reality, and that's what people are. So some of the biggest news. She's trending like number two right now on the internet. I'm sorry, on X. What does it say here? She was number two. Kendrick Lamar dropped a diss track. She dropped to number six. Kendrick Lamar is trending higher than her. What else can I say about this whole Candace Owens thing? Well, let me give my personal opinion. And obviously, when I give my personal opinion, I have to consider the fact of who's watching and who could be watching it. This is very much, as a content creator, as one of the more prominent content creators in this space, I have to be careful what I say. And I don't have to be careful what I say because of me, but because of who I represent and my connections. Okay, so I do want to be very respectful, very, very respectful of Candace Owens and the platform that she's built. Okay, so my first thought is just not, I should not share that thought. That thought's not going to work. What's my second thought here? All right, that's not going to work either. Okay, how do I say something nice? Oh, this is challenging. How do I say something nice about this debacle? All right. No, don't say that. All right. All right, let's go to the poll first, then we'll come back. The poll has said she's approved. She's approved in Hotepistan. 69% says Candace Owens' Hotepistan immigration application has been approved. That's what 69% says. 30% have denied her application. Okay? 30% have denied her application. Spotless said, stop dancing. Listen. Spotless, yo. Let me get my politics off. You know what I'm going to do? I think this is the best way to handle my personal commentary. The best way to handle my personal commentary is for you to be specific as an audience. Super chat your question. Call in. Ask your question about Candace Owens. And let's have discourse about this. And then I think that's the best way to give my opinion on this. These are the votes of red whites from Fox News. She's too big for the Hotep platform. What do you mean she's too big for the Hotep platform? What does that mean? Spencer says she's waitlisted. Okay. What does that mean? She's too big for the Hotep platform. The Hotep platform has enough space for everyone. We had some supers. Let me read the supers. Strondass says, hold up. I want my credit ASAP. Black Mile Hotep said 3 years ago in Super Chats that Candace would do this once she or her stay was used up. Yeah, well, Strondad, I did give you your credit. I did say you predicted this, so you definitely deserve your flowers. Strondad says, Candace Owens is a Trojan horse to any movement. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, this is a real hotel, brother.
The Senator Loki with the $5 super says, Candy is the key to the correction of white women, which is far more important than salty feelings because she has a white man behind her. Damn. So she's correcting white women. That's interesting. She's a counterbalance to that. Lauren says, call me Lil' Kim because I got no time for fake ones. Oh, man.
Oh, this is a real hotel, brother.
Spotless says she can come, but that husband got to donate half that fortune off top. So we're asking for a bit of a dowry some fundraising in order to come along with her application. We need a check along with that application. I like how you think. The female Hotep community has spoken. So I suppose I can let her appear in the Hotep platform to be tested. Steph says people are out here risking their livelihoods because they stand on business in the face of backlash. And Candace chose talking points over people. Absolutely not. Steph is not accepting her application. Know thyself. Suspect this is all suspect. This has to be red, white. All right, let's go to the phone calls. Let's stop dilly-dallying. Let's get right to the business. Let's make this spicy. It always gets spicy. You know, some people check out when the phone calls start. The smart ones stay when the phone calls start because that's when things get really spicy. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to go to the phone lines right now. Text Hotep and your name at 202-596-5631. We're going to start off with Goldstein. We're going to have Goldstein call in, and I'll be right back after this short, brief commercial break.